You know, it's very exciting to be back again, starting the school year in earnest. And it's also exciting to begin the Torah once again. It's really an amazing, amazing gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Since my bar mitzvah, a couple of times over, I've reviewed the parsha. I try to really learn the parsha on Shabbos throughout the week. And you would imagine that a half a century later, I'd be bored by the same book. And yet this book is the same book you go to primer, they give in first grade, second, third, and the Gadol Hador, who may be 100 years old, learns from that same book. That, as far as I know, does not exist in the entire universe, where the same book is being studied by a 7-year-old and a 100-year-old. That is the gift of the Torah. And it's exciting to begin from Bereishis, from the beginning, all over again, and glean from the Parsha some new gems. And I'd like to share with you some Torah gems that I've gleaned this week. Take the story about the Nachash, whether you take it as a physical Nachash or a metaphysical Nachash, whatever it may be. We know that the Nachash was cursed. The Nachash was cursed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreeing V'ofra tochal kol yimei chayecha. You'll be creeping around in the dirt looking for your sustenance. It doesn't mean he actually imbibes dirt, but that's where he finds his sustenance. Sounds pretty good. Can you imagine, wherever you go, you're going to find pizza, you're going to find a hamburger, you're going to find a steak. What does the Nachash care? He's being sustained. What kind of curse is it to tell somebody you will have parnasa wherever you go? Wherever you go. You're in America, Africa, Israel, you just creep around on the ground and you get your sustenance. Why is that viewed as a curse? Says the Kutzker Rebbe, a beautiful idea. The greatest curse that could happen to any being is when God says, I don't want you talking to me. No connection. Human beings were given the power of speech. Adam HaRishon was given Ruach Mamalala, the capacity to speak, even before Chava was created. Who was he going to talk to? Himself? He was going to talk to God. And that ability of us puny people talking to the Creator is a gift beyond description. And we bow down modim every Shemoneh Esrei and thank Hashem that we have that connection every single day. And that is the ultimate curse where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Nachash, you cut this world off. You sort of change the course of humanity. I don't want to have anything to do with you. That is the ultimate curse. And that's the curse of the Nachash. To be severed with a connection from God. And that's what tefillah is. People always ask me all the time, why 3 times a day? What's going on? I don't understand the word. The word tefillah itself, some say, comes from the word like naftali. Naftali elokim niftalti, I'm bound up with God. There's a connection. If somebody you're connected with, someone else, you're constantly, obviously, texting or emailing and doing other things, WhatsApping and who knows what, you're constantly connecting, and that's what tefillah is all about. If you're that interested, like I told people, why don't you study the tefillah? Study it, and you'll be connected. That's a blessing, to be connected to God. Another thing I noticed in the Torah, every single day of creation, it's fascinating, you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world and then says, Vayaro Kim Kitov. Again, he created second day, third day, Vayaro Kim Kitov, 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 Kitov. And yet, the apex of creation is certainly mankind. And he creates man. And there's no ketoset when it comes to man. Why doesn't the Torah say, like it did with the hippopotamus and with the orange tree and with the grass, Vayarotim Kitov? Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commented Kitov by every other being. We who are the ultimate creation, the reason the world was created is for us, Bishvili Nivra Olam. It's for me that the world was created. Why over there does the Torah refrain from saying Vayarotim Kitov? Fascinating question. So the Sefer HaIkrim from Yosef Albo says an unbelievable verse. When the monkey was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fashioned the monkey. Do we expect more of a monkey than what he is? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an apple tree. The apple tree functioned as an apple tree, delicious, giving us vitamin nutrients, the bananas, hippopotamus, elephants. Do we expect growth? Or they were a complete upon creation? Vayar Elokim Ki Tov doesn't just mean he saw what he created was good. Good means perfection. Says the Ikrim. There's a difference between man and every other creation. Man was created with potential. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted growth. Growth, that's what we're here for. We were created with the potential to grow into greater human beings. And that's why the Torah refrained from Vayaro Kinki Tov, because it's our job to see to it that we become Kitov. And that's our life's mission. And that's not something that's a given. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Bracha says, when they would pot one another, it says one of the blessings was, you shall see your world in your time. And I once saw a pshat from a Schwab who said, Olamcha doesn't mean your world, but from the Lashon Ilum, your hidden potential, you shall live to see that in your time. And that's what mankind's all about. So we have the concept of tefillah by the Nachash, that we're zocheh, we merit a relationship with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also have the concept of, amazing concept of growth, you know, realizing our potential. And then the Torah describes something really horrifying, I guess, for us, fratricide. You kill your sibling? And what was that all about? So, it's hard to believe, but we believe in Hashgacha Pratis. There is an uncommon sefer that I needed in order to verify the source. It's called the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Where am I going to find Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Zaber is my witness. I walked into his office, and on the table was a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. I have no idea why it was there. Yes, it was there because, I don't know. And in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, says the following comment that is amazing about Kain and Hevel and a subsequent mitzvah that we have. Everyone knows more or less the general story that Kain brought flaxseed, and you make linen out of it, and Hevel brought Tzon, and they got it, and Kayan's mincha was rejected, Hevel's was accepted, although Kayan initiated the concept, but Hevel went a step further and was more generous towards the donation to God, and Kayan killed Hevel. That's the story. Says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Fascinating. Vehevi Hevel Mibchora Sono Mechelvein. He brought the best sheep. Kvasim Shalo Nigzazu Latzemer. Where the wool was very long, hasn't been shorn in a while. V'nit'av minchas kayin, and the mincha, the offering of kayin, this flaxseed was rejected. V'nirtzeis minchas hevel, and the offering of hevel was readily accepted by God. Shenemar v'yisha Hashem al hevel v'minchaso. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha commented, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al yisarvu minchas kayin vehevel le'olam. Let not the offering of kayin and hevel ever mix. Let not linen that represents the mincha of kayin ever mix with the offering of hevel. Shema chas v'sholom yisarvu be'erek ba'begit. Wait a second. One would think that the penultimate chok, the law that has no reason to it, would be shot next. I once went to
one of these fancy Manhattan stores. I said, he says, what are you looking for? I said, I want to check if there's any linen in there. What do you care if there's linen? I said, it's a long story.
linen, why? You break out in a rash if there's linen and wool in your suit? What's the deal? You would imagine that is the ultimate chok, says the Pikei de Rabbi Elazar in the name of Shem ben Karcha, because it represents kinah, jealousy, hatred, the basest human instincts that exist that destroys us. I don't want that ever to mix again. And what's fascinating is, this is really mind-blowing, that in Parshas Kedoshim, but I marked it off, sorry. In Parshas Kedoshim, which has many mitzvahs, it says as follows, Lo sikom velo sitar es b'nei amecha. Do not revenge or avenge your friend if he didn't lend you. V'haftarecha kamocha. Everyone knows that. V'haftarecha kamocha. Love thy neighbor like yourself. The Christians took it from us. The next pasuk is, Don't wear shatnez. Talk about juxtaposition. Love your neighbor and don't wear shatnez. Never wonder? That's something new for me. I'm a little older than you. That's a fascinating Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. That shatnez is connected to division and machlokis in Am Yisrael. And I want to wrap this all up with a short story that includes all these concepts, the concept of tefillah, the concept of growth, and the concept of division in Klal Yisrael. It's a very short story, but it's a powerful story. It recently happened. Not far from here, about 40 minutes away, is a little hamlet called Square Town. They're actually sort of recreated a shtetl environment from Europe. Actually, our school used to go visit them on trips, and actually a very interesting trip. In Square Town, you would imagine they have a Rebbe. It's a Hasidish town, and the Rebbe is called, guess what, the Square Rebbe. The Square Rebbe is known as the great lover of Klal Yisrael. It's really, there was one time in my life, someone asked me a favor, I'm not a Square Chassid, but it was a woman who needed help, and she asked me to please escort her, to take her to the Square Rebbe, and I was like waiting online for, you got in line for hours online till wee hours in the morning. Not too long ago, and you can imagine the crowds over there, and there's one guy, I think he was about 18 or 19 year old, is standing online at 2 in the morning and waiting on the queue for his line, for his turn. He's standing online, he's wearing jeans, and he's wearing a t-shirt, and not your typical dress for Square Town. Right? But Square is known as a community that accepts everyone. The Gabbai ushered him in, and the Rabbi said to him, Basulsta, what do you want? He says, I want a bracha for Fushlema, for your Achmil Ben Bela. Basically, you give him a bracha, then your Achmil Ben Bela should have a full recovery, and he left. Thank you very much. On his way out, the
interest of the gabbai, the guy in charge there, was piqued. You know, like, this guy with jeans and a t-shirt coming to the square Rebbe, asking for a bracha for Yachmiel ben Bailey, stopped him. He said, Shalom Aleichem, just curious, who is this Yachmiel ben Bailey? He said, I was a counselor in Haas this summer. I actually went up to Haas. We had about 2 dozen guys working at Camp Haas. The work that they do is just Avos Yisrael off the charts. It's just off the charts. It's 24/7. It doesn't stop. And we're not talking about, it's pretty rough sometimes. Very rough. Very disabled people sometimes. It's really mind-boggling how it changes our guys, the counselors. And there was one particular kid who I was in charge of, and the ratio is at least 1-to-1. And I dressed him, and I bathed him, and I played with him, and I did everything. And I heard he's not doing that well lately. And it was his birthday yesterday, and I figured, what can I get your Yachmiel, my camper, for his birthday? He can't play games, he can't watch movies, he can't play ball, he can't do very much. But I remember that your Yachmiel, my camper, was a Sverah Chassid. So I figured, what could be a greater gift than going to the Sverah Rebbe, waiting online 3.5 hours, and getting a bracha for your Yachmiel ben Bailey? The gabbai heard this, and his tears are rolling down. And the boy says to him, this teenager says to him, did I do something wrong? He says, no, nothing wrong at all. He says, why are you crying? He says, Yachmiel ben Bailey is my son. He's my son. That's who you waited in line for. Now that I believe is a combination of somebody, this young man, who saw no divisions between different sects of Am Yisrael. People sometimes have a tendency to look at other people and look at them strangely and start to, you know, disparage them. No. He was far away from the Sfarah community, but to him, it meant nothing. There is something to be had in Sfarah. I will line up in Sfarah in my jeans and my t-shirt. I will do it for some other Jew. I will have someone daven for Yachmiel ben Bailey, the gift of tefillah. And Vayaro Kim Kitov, the growth of that young man who stood online is immeasurable. Have a good job.
Very Scott.
Thank you.